Video: three suspects violently ambush California businessman to steal $600,000 watch. By Amy Furr on October 18, 2025. A businessman was savagely beaten and robbed outside his workplace in Orange County, California, on Wednesday. The incident happened in a parking garage outside the man's office building in Irvine when three masked individuals used their SUV to block him from leaving his parking space, KTLA reported Thursday. Video footage of the incident shows the trio yank the man's car door open, drag him out of the car, and throw him on the ground. The three then appeared to beat him as he tried to fight back. The victim, who asked to remain anonymous, said two of the suspects had guns and took his Richard Mille quartz sports watch that is worth nearly $600,000. He recalled the incident when speaking to KTLA. He said he was in the car and I'm trying to hold the door with both hands and figure out the lock button. The guy with a white hoodie was sitting on my face screaming, "Shoot him! Shoot him!" However, one of the suspect's guns apparently jammed. He later told NBC LA the man could have taken his luxury car, backpack, and wallet, but they only made off with his watch. The victim admitted posting photos of his luxury items on his private social media may have been a mistake. The news comes after Governor Gavin Newsom, D., claimed in late 2023 that crime hit 50-year lows in his state despite higher crime rates than the national average, Breitbart News reported at the time. The outlet's fact-check found his claim to be mostly false, stating, "National rates overall are lower than decades ago, but crime in California has risen in recent years." In August, Newsom said he was deploying his own crime suppression teams after President Donald Trump floated the idea of extending his fight on crime to other cities following the success of his law enforcement operations in Washington, D.C., for Breitbart News. Another incident of the horrific crime in California happened in September when an elderly jewelry store owner in San Jose suffered a stroke after thieves destroyed his business during a violent smash and grab.